promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise you, Jesus. Now, there's one thing I want to make mention of those songs Dad just sang. He's everything to me. Did you catch that? Not to my brother, not to so-and-so. He's everything to me.
Right.
Wasn't it? I know it was the blood. Yeah, that's a pretty good song until you read the last part. You got to make sure you got faith in that. I know it was the blood for me.
Right.
One day I was lost. He died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. And I am bound for the promised land. You see what God's trying to get to us already? It's not about your neighbor. All right, you got enough to worry about on your own plate to worry about what's on your neighbor's plate. You need to know that these promises are to me.
Amen.
Amen. If you're something good, go ahead and say amen tonight, all right? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Man, that just feels so good. Let's get right into the Word tonight. Don't make me preach by myself. You know, I might get a little tired doing that. You help me preach tonight, we'll get going just fine.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Romans 7. It's probably been so long now, you don't remember that I started this series, but we're going to head back to what we were talking about before I took my Wednesday vacation, I suppose. Romans chapter 7, let's go down to verse 22. Everybody there say amen?
Amen.
We got one. We got patience still, that's good. That's a virtue, right?
Amen.
Amen. You got to look with Kyle there, brother?
I'll find you.
All right. All right. Romans chapter 7, starting at verse 22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now. I'm going to emphasize that word now. Not 5 minutes ago, not 5 minutes from now. Right now, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For with the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in Jesus. Did I read that right?
You're wrong.
Ooh, we believe the righteousness of God was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, sure. But that's not what Paul's getting at right now, is he? He says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
Amen.
Amen. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I want to preach again on the Romans 8 message. Two laws within the believer. Two laws within the believer. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we've read your word, but right now they're just words on a page. We pray that the Spirit would come, Lord, and show us the things that we need to know. Lord, I don't know the hearts of the people, but I know the Spirit of God does, and you ordained us to be here tonight, Father. I believe every soul that's here was predestinated to be here before the foundation of the world. We thank you for that. We pray that our faith would reach up, that you have something for us tonight, that we're not just here for another service, but you've come down to speak to us, to mold us, to make us what we ought to be. We yield ourselves to you, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Make us what we ought to be tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Everybody feeling good tonight? Amen. That's what I like to hear. Two laws within the believer. As we read the last time I went through this, a law in itself, the definition of a law is a rule of conduct or action enforced by a controlling authority. So a law is something that tells you what to do, and there's somebody to back it up, to tell you you need to do this or you need to not do this. And there's two laws within a believer. Now let me clear this up right now. If you're still an unbeliever tonight, you have one law. That's the law of sin. When you want to sin, that's what you're going to do. When you want to do right, it's not going to happen because you're yielded to one law when you're still an unbeliever. But if you're a believer tonight, been born again of the Spirit of God, you have two laws. You have a law of God and the law of the flesh. You have the law of the outer man and the law of an inner man. Now the law means it will be enforced. Amen. You have a body that will fight you. Do not expect to someday wake up and I'm a super Christian today. I don't have to worry about what my body's going to say. I don't have to worry about what's going to go through my mind. It's all going to be pure and lovely and happy rosies. You know, that's the way I'm going to walk Christian walk. The Christian walk is not a flowery bed of ease. It's a fight. The Bible said we're good soldiers of Jesus Christ. It didn't say good pamperers. It didn't say good, you know, feel-gooders. How many times you see Christians do that? They just do things to feel good, but they don't really care about getting down and living for Christ with all their heart. Amen. Now look, hey church, I don't want to preach by myself. I just told that, didn't I? Did I say that, Cole? Amen. Thank you. I love y'all. Don't worry. Romans 8:1. So we know we have these two laws. We have one law that makes me want to serve God, that makes me want to do the things that the Word has said, and I have another law that wants to do the exact opposite at all times. And Paul says, oh, wretched man that I am. So he knew, I'm a wretch. I hate this. I hate being in this condition. I hate having to fight the guy in the mirror. It'd be easy to fight somebody else. If I was David and I saw big, tall Goliath there, he's the enemy. We got to kill him. What's the hard part in this day is the enemy's right there in the mirror. And you look at yourself and go, I hate that guy. He's always wanting to do things. He's always in God's way. He's always trying to do whatever he wants to do to live for himself, not live for other people. And we know that eternal life is living for others. You find that the law of a man, his first instinct is to live for himself. And that's completely contrary to what Christ ever did. If you're going to be a Christian, the first thing you need to do is lay down your own life and live for other people. Amen. So we have these two laws butting head. And Paul says, I'm a wretch. I hate this. But I thank God. Amen. Even though this is going on, he says in Romans 7:25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. So he's identifying. Look, I'm not the flesh. I'm not identifying with that. I myself, the guy on the inside, the inner man that wants to serve God, that's the real me. Amen. That's what I believe. He's not saying, I'm not going to look at what the flesh is doing. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to focus on the inner man. And I'm going to yield to that guy on the inside. And the inner man is Christ. Jesus Christ, the only Christ you're going to see is inside of his people. Amen. And you don't need to be worrying about him in your neighbor. Like I said before, you need to worry about him in your life. You need to see if I can see Christ in my own life. Amen. Romans 8:1. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. That word condemnation, you could break it down all kinds of different ways. But watch this. I think I just typed it in dictionary.com or something like that. You know, one of those things. The definition, blaming. So there is therefore now no blame to them which are in Christ Jesus. That means Christ, if you're in him, you're sinless. He can't see it no more. And I tell you what, if the church would ever get a revelation of what that means, we'd be bouncing through the walls. Going, whoa, I just made this mistake. But Christ already knew I'd do it. He already died for it. He took it away. And how do I know that? He gave me the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know I'm already sealed into the kingdom. I don't got to earn this. I believe it. I accepted it. And I'm living it. Amen. There is no condemnation. There is no blame. Let me go through a few more of these. I hope it feels good for you as we get through this. There is no damnation. That means as this judgment's coming, I got no fear. I'm not going to hell. I've already been accepted into the beloved. There's a way to know you're saved. There's a way to know. You don't have to guess. You don't have to hope so. You don't got to pull the spiritual slot machine and hope for 3 cherries. Or 3 sevens, whichever game you're playing, I suppose. You don't work your way like that. Hey, Evan, how's it going, brother? You got a little room on? All right, we'll go right there. Praise God. Evan's another one of my students, so praise God. I'm glad to see him here. There is no condemnation. Let me go. Let me get a couple more words in there. There is no disapproval to them which are in Christ Jesus. That means he looks at, I don't know how many times I wake up and I look at myself in the mirror and I go, I'm the preacher. Really? Look what I just did yesterday. How am I the preacher? You think you make your mistakes are hard? Wait till you're the guy up here and you're doing the same thing you know they did out there. And you go, I'm supposed to preach the word. I got to preach the truth whether I live it or not. There's no getting around that. You remember Balaam in the Old Testament? He was a prophet. And he said, I can't say nothing but what the Lord tells me to. He wanted to curse Israel, Balaam the prophet did. And God said, no, you're not going to do it. You're going to bless them. And he wanted to do bad. He couldn't help it. He had to do what the Word said. It's the same with this gift. I can't come up here and preach anything but the word. Even if my own life, I go, oh God, have mercy on me. What a wretch I am. How can I tell those people to do this? I'm failing just like they are. That ain't how it works. The gifts are me too. I hope you understand that. You might think I'm preaching just because I'm looking at you, but this guy gets preached on just as much from this pulpit, this one right here, as any of you out there. Amen. I have to believe this. There is therefore now, right now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I know I'm in Christ because I've received the Holy Ghost. So there's no condemnation in my heart. There's no blame. There's no damnation. There's no doom. There's no judgment. There's no disapproval. There's no reproach. There's nothing he could do better for me. He's already taken my place. He's already made me so clean, I'm perfect before him. But what gets in the way? The law of the flesh. The flesh rises up and said, no, you lied yesterday. Raises up and said, nope, you woke up too late. You didn't pray. You're not a Christian no more. You know what's the truth? Amen. Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe it's just for me. Maybe y'all got your prayer lives right in order. Everything's just fine. All right, praise God. Thanks, Evan. I appreciate that. Let's go back to our scripture. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin. Now that doesn't mean anything if you just let it sit there. If you just look at those that scripture and go, oh, that's pretty nice, that's lovely. But if you actually take this law and apply it, it will dictate it. It says the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ hath, that means present tense, right now, made me free from the law of sin and death. So as this sin and death tries to work on me, I go, no, sir, I've got an inner man on the inside, the man of faith, and he's got big muscles. He's got hair on his chest. Somebody tries to show up the door, and he says, you get out. In our day, he's got a whole militia of guns on the back wall. He don't care what Obama said. He pulls an AR-15 and says, get out of my house. Spiritually speaking, though. Okay, don't be blasting people that walk in your house. But if the devil does, don't take no little passive attitude with the devil. We sympathize with him too much. Amen. Oh, I should do this. No, I shouldn't. I don't have to. You don't have to. If you yield to the Spirit of God, he'll give you the strength every time. Amen. The Bible says you'll never be tempted above what he can give you in a way of escape.
Amen.
But if you've never accepted it, sure thing. That's it's just like going down the waterfall. If you're heading the way the current's going and you're not pushing the other way, see ya, you're heading over. Doesn't matter. You can have somebody on the shore, just like a preacher, sitting there saying, hey, you need to turn around. You need to start paddling. You're going to die. And you go, man, that mean old preacher, why is he always yelling at me? I thought we were friends. Just shows you what's the condition of the age? Spiritual insanity. Oh, this is fun. I'm going off a cataract, but I've got a video game in front of me, so I can't even see it. It doesn't even matter now. I've got my headphones on so loud, you can't hear me from 3 feet away. I'd be screaming. I got a student, by the way. Student ain't of mine, in case I guys have witnessed it. He's got these headphones. I'm 2 feet away from the kid. And I go, Zach! And he can't hear me. And I'm like, what is this coming to? You go into your own little world and you don't recognize that souls are heading to hell. And even the Christian's got to pinch himself and go, what day are we in?
Amen.
Think of being God for a minute and knowing every murder that happened today. We think of one and we think of the horrible story that went around that and all the people hurt. He knows every single time it happened. What do you think it does to him? He knows every single time people lie and cheat and steal from one another. He knows all of that. We got to pinch ourselves. This is the end time. Things are falling apart faster than we can try to keep it together. Okay, this nation's not going to last much longer. You might as well forget your securities that we have right now. They will be done away with. But if you're part of the bride, just as that starts sweeping in, just as the Antichrist starts coming in, we're going to raise up out of here. Because the law of the Spirit of God in me will deliver me from this evil age. God promised that he has to fulfill his word.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Romans 8:3. Now, I'm going to try to emphasize a pattern here, and I hope you catch it. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Excuse me. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the things of the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Sounds pretty grim right there, right? But he uses another word that I like in this passage. But. Now you have to put yourself in this part where it says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Yeah.
If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man. So quit worrying about neighbor so-and-so. Quit worrying about super spiritual brother that you think's got it all taken care of. And you're never going to reach where he's at. Forget that. But. In the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So there you go. You're walking around going, I don't know if I got the Holy Ghost. I'm still doubting about it. Well, guess what? You're none of his. You can't even identify with the promises of God. You might hit and miss, try this, try that, and it might work here, fail here. No, no, that's not the way a Christian ought to walk.
No.
They should walk in perfect confidence as Jesus Christ did. He didn't have no question marks when he walked around. He knew what would happen. He knew what to do about it. He was the master of all circumstances. And what did Brother Branham say? When the Holy Ghost comes into you, he's the master of all circumstances.
Amen.
You don't got to go find Jesus. He's supposed to be alive in you. The law of God comes in and says, I will dictate the situation now.
Amen.
My bills come flooding in. I ain't got money. No, sir. In his name, I claim this. He said he has cattle on 1,000 hills. God can't make some money for you? He can't make some random person off the street come giving you the money you need? I've seen it happen. He does it.
Amen.
Amen. That's just one example.
That's right.
Verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. You see how he keeps hitting both laws? He starts with the doom and gloom. What happens to be carnally minded? What happens to be under the law of the flesh? And you're heading the wrong way. But then he always puts in the law of God. He always puts in the spirit. What happens when you're yielded to the spirit of God? He gives you that benefit the whole way through. Amen. Verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. 11. I've got to emphasize this. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So when people look outside for the rapture, they look for us this big calling, catching away that God's going to do for his church right before the destructions come down. They think, oh, I'm going to watch Jesus. He's just going to come out of the sky. I'm not even going to know what's going on. And boom, I'm just going to poof away. Right? And all the movies, my clothes are going to be popped right here, just nice and neat. Everybody's going to know I'm gone. Right? All the Christians disappeared today. They all knew the rapture happened. It ain't going to happen that way. No, it said he comes as a thief in the night. A good thief you don't catch.
Right.
You don't know what happened. It's already done and gone. That's how Christ is coming back. But look, where is the resurrection going to happen? Where is your body going to be quickened? When are you going to be released from this mortal body? Is right there. The spirit, I was reading that last, let's just read whole 11 again. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. So will he quicken your mortal body if you meet him? Yes.
Yes.
But how will he do it? He tells us. It says, by his spirit. That dwelleth in us, in me, in the individual. You have to know that the Spirit of God is in here, or you'll always do the law of the flesh. You'll always be defeated. You'll always walk in condemnation. You'll never have peace with God. You'll never have peace with yourself. You'll live every day in fear. You have two choices. You can either get in the love of God, or you get the fear of Satan.
Amen.
He'll make you think everything's all right, just long enough just to tease you. He's a shrewd businessman. He's good at it. All right? And a businessman don't care about you for nothing. He wants profit.
Right.
And all Satan wants is your soul to go to hell so he can feel a little bit better about himself.
Amen.
That's all he wants. He gives you all this money, popularity, and women. We know the main three things that will get a son of God off of serving God. Money, women, popularity. You can almost bring everything that tempts a man right down to those three. And Satan will bring that and say, oh, look at God. He's so mean. He says you only can have just enough to get by.
Mm-hmm.
If you come with me, don't worry about that church. Come to this bigger church. I'll pay you this much. You don't think those temptations come in my mind?
Sure.
You don't think that I get talked up by denominational churches all the time? Man, you know, you're just so good. But if you could just let go of that baptism in Jesus' name. If you could just let go of the Holy Ghost and just teach us, you know, our nice little formal doctrines that are completely contrary to the Word of God. I'm not selling out. I don't care about money in this life. It's going to perish.
Amen.
Find me a happy, rich person. Find one. They're all miserable. They're all miserable. They can have anything they want and they're still miserable. Why? The only thing that satisfies a man is God.
Amen.
And not even God out here. Okay, Cain talked to God. He heard from God. Balaam heard from God. That wasn't enough. God needed to come from out here inside to them.
Amen.
God wanted his oneness back like it was with Adam and Eve before they ever fell.
Yes.
That's what the Spirit of the law of God will do in your life. It will bring you back to God's word every time. You'll never deny it.
Never.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the law of God is not some intellectual thing you figure out. It's not something that you reason with and that way you know you're right. It's not how it works. It's the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Right there after Romans. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Got a little lengthy reading here, but we'll see how this goes. Start at verse 2. You having a good night tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. There's real preaching.
Amen.
He just said, it's not some enticing words. It's not a good speech I came up with. It's in the Spirit and power. Which means when devils show up, we have a power over him.
Amen.
When people get sick, we have a power to cast the sickness out. Amen. When people need salvation, we're able to get them to the cross that they might receive it. Not go down in some wishy-washy way that's going to send them to hell faster than all the bootleggers in the whole country. Churches send people to hell faster than anything else I know. Because instead of preaching what the Word says, they want to add. They want to take away. They only want to take 30% of it. Even if you take 99% of it, you're not going to make it. That little bit of error is just enough to take you off. Mm-hmm. It would just be like me shooting an arrow right here. But I don't know why I keep using arrows, brother. The Lord just might know what you understand. And I was going to shoot that target. I mean, you take anything off, I'm not going to hit that bullseye.
Right.
I could do anything. I could just do this. Tip this finger. All of it. My eye, if I blink for a second, I'm going to miss. Even if I got 99% of it just right. Let's go 99.9%. Do you know if hospitals gave the right baby to the right parents 99.9% of the time, every 1,000th baby would go to the wrong parent? You ever think of it that way? Is that good enough? It ain't good enough. I want the right baby to the right parent 100% of the time. What if they got prescriptions right 99.9% of the time? And you're the 1,000th person. Guess what, buddy? You just got Ritalin instead of your headache medicine. But that's what people do with the Word of God. Like, oh, I'll take 99.9% of it. All you did was add that 0.1% is poison. It'll kill the person. Just like we know poison, when you take an antibiotic or however that works. That's not the word. Like antivirus. You put just enough virus in there that the body will gain an immunity to it. And that's how the gospel is. You got to put a little sourness in there and go, look, buddy, you ain't saved your sinner. All right? But then you put in the good stuff. But there's a way out. There's a man who came down and took your place that you deserve to die.
Amen.
God said, the day you eat, that day you die, and we all ate. We all took sin, full mouthed it right down. No problems when we came into this world. Who taught you how to lie? Dad didn't teach me how to lie. He didn't teach me how to steal. I seem to figure that out by myself. Because when you're born in this world, you're born a sinner. That's what happened. When Adam chose to sin, he threw us all on the sin side. That's why you come automatically doing wrong. You need to be born again from heaven. The word again means born from above. All right? We can't just be born into whatever. You can't act the same way when you become a Christian. You should be changed from the inside out. Don't do it the other way now. Don't just start reading your Bible and praying, going, I'm going to be a good person and work down into my heart to where I stop wanting to do lust and stop wanting to look at this filthiness that I do or start partaking in this sin that I know is wrong or spending 15 hours of my life a day behind a box that shows me things I like. Amen. That was fresh, all right? That's not in my notes. But real preaching, let's get back to that for a minute. Real preaching, really yielding to the law of God comes in the Spirit. That means when you come here, you notice there's something supernatural going on. You need to make sure, like I talked about that last service, don't drop in the natural. Don't look around and say, oh, there's just 12 people in some building. It don't mean, or 13, sorry, you just showed up, bro. There's only 13. God can't do nothing with this. That's funny, because when God poured out the Holy Ghost in Acts 19, it says there were 12 men. 12 men. And that was a rival. All right, that was big time back in those days. Now, I tell you what, getting one soul saved is a big deal to me. It's hard to find it no more.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said it's worth 10,000 worlds. I believe that. 1 Corinthians 2, let's go down to verse 5. Now he says this. Why did he say that? I'm not enticing you with words. I'm not just preaching some man's wisdom. I'm showing you the Spirit and power. Verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You want to understand God? You're never going to figure it out. You have to say, God, you've got to reveal this to me. You've got to show me my salvation. How can I have salvation? I'm so unworthy. Amen? You come up to Christ and you see Him in His pureness. And you go, how could He accept me? I'm a filthy wretch. The law of God comes in and says, I know that. But I loved you so much, I did it anyway.
Amen.
I know it was the blood. And I know it was the blood for me, because in a day when I was depressed, when I tried to be a Christian for 2 years on my own strength and failed every time. Why? Because I didn't want to obey God's word. There was one part of it I didn't like. I wanted this worldly girl. I wanted this worldly girlfriend. That's the way I wanted to serve God. I said, God, you got to come on my terms. He don't run his business that way. You come on his terms. And when I was willing to let that go, he met me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. And he does. He gives you power to overcome. Am I preaching myself, or is this all right?
All right,
amen. All right. I just must need more discernment. I got to look past, you know, when you're looking up the sky, you're actually listening to me. Amen. But in the power of God. Okay, we'll start reading this. Verse 6. Read together with me now. Or with me. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto Jesus' glory.
Amen.
Ooh, did I read that right, Dad? Whose glory?
Ours.
Our glory. See that, then let me keep reading. I keep getting ahead of myself. Verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Do you see where Satan's eyes had so been blinded? He was so narrow-minded. He thought, well, if that be the Christ, all I got to do is take him out. This will be over. He's the one that kicked me out of heaven. I'll just go kill him on a cross, and this is done. I've won. Now, what he didn't realize is that the glory of the Lord wasn't just for Christ. It was for his bride. Uh-huh. And the only way the bride could ever come into it was that he did die. Mm-hmm. So how can you beat somebody that knows everything? All right? Satan thought he could out-trick him. I'll kill the Son of God. Sounds like a pretty good plan. We would have fell for it too.
Sure.
You thought that. Right? We got David and Goliath. There's Goliath there. I must need to kill him. That's the way to win. That's what Satan thought. But as he went to kill Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Evan.
What happens if Satan doesn't kill Jesus?
Then we'd all be lost, brother. We wouldn't have a way out. That's exactly right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Amen. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But since he did, is it all right if I go that route? But since he did lay down his life, since Satan was tricked, we have redemption today. We have the blood that can come, take away the sin, take away the law of the flesh, to where it's not you no more. Picture yourself like this. You're all connected right now, right? You can see my inside's connected to my skin. You can't separate. It's all separated. It's not separated at all. But then somebody comes in and with some fourth dimension or something, I don't know what, but it's able to separate my skin from the inside of me. And the inside man is able to burst out. That outside man is just a shell. It's just like my clothes. I just rip them off. That ain't me. I'm just wearing it. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's the same with the flesh man. That's not the real you. If you're born again, don't identify with. You'll never be victorious if you identify with the flesh. If you look, man, I got to pray 4 hours and then I'm spiritual. Don't do that. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Then you'll know you're right with God.
Amen.
When your heart's desired, you know whether you're lying to yourself or not. Don't kid yourself. If you're not serving God, you know that. If you know you're backslidden, you know it. Don't lie. Mm-hmm. That's the main problem. People too busy lying to themselves. Just accept it and say, what can I do about it, Lord? And he's always going to tell you every time, nothing. I already did it all. But you're not accepting it. Your salvation isn't between you, God, and the devil. The devil's already been taken care of. When Christ died on the cross and rose again, the devil's power was stripped. He has no power over you.
Right.
None. But what he can bluff you with. So he doesn't have any big muscles. He doesn't have any secret guns. He doesn't have knives. He has nothing. But if he, like we said before, if he can get one of those blow up guys up and blow him up real big and he gets you to convince that he's strong enough to take you out, he'll beat you every time. Because you're already defeated in your mind. You got to recognize, who am I now? Who am I? I guess God thought a lot of me if he sent his son to die in my place.
Amen.
Right? He must have actually cared about me. I tell you what, if you get the revelation that God actually loves you, you'll never walk defeated again. And you actually love him back. That's the relationship we need. That's the law of God. He doesn't want us to serve him out of duty. He wants to serve him out of love. Not to serve him out of fear. Perfect love casts out all fear.
Yes, Lord.
He doesn't want man to be afraid of him. Why do you think when Adam sinned, God was the one chasing after him? Go to Adam. Where are you? Why did you leave my presence? And Adam's hiding behind a tree somewhere with a fig leaf on, going, I knew you were coming. And I covered myself because I'm naked. God's the one chasing after Adam. You wonder why? Maybe it's you tonight. Your soul, God's coming after you. And you're afraid of him. Like he's trying to kill you. Why does he keep knocking on your heart? Why does he keep saying, let me in? Would you be afraid of somebody that says, hey, I want to come over to your house. I want to give you $1 million. I want to take away all your pain, all your trouble. Now let's put it in the real case. Brother Thomas, let's imagine we don't got no money to feed our kids. We're sitting at home, we don't even got clothes on. It's 30 degrees out because we're so poor. We're about to die. Then somebody shows up at the door and says, here's $1 million. It means a lot different now. Look at yourself in your sinful condition where you were from. Before Christ found you. Before Christ found me. When I was in the law of the flesh, heading my soul right to hell as fast as I could take it there. And he stooped down and pulled me out of it. Amen. Do you want us to pray with her? Let's pray together. Come here. Is that all right? Amen? Amen. It's okay. Our God wants to do things. Sometimes he just... Yeah, 198. That's what I want to sing. Let's sing this together. Just that first chorus part. 198. I'll wait for everybody to get there together. Are you learning to lean on Jesus? Are you learning that you just can't handle this all by yourself? Amen. Go ahead, Dad.
Learning to lean, I'm learning to lean, I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Lord Jesus, yes, Father, Lord.
I'm finding more power than I've ever.
Sing that again now.
Oh, I'm learning.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, just give him praise now.
I'm learning.
Depend on you, Lord. Jesus, I need you.
I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I'm finding,
oh, so much more power.
Than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Dad, keep playing. Let's bow our heads. Bow your head before him. Don't look. Just bow your head. Every eye closed. Every heart closed. To anything but the Lord right now. I want you to evaluate your own heart. There ain't nobody looking but you and God right now. As I said, your salvation, the Holy Ghost coming to you, that's all between you and God. Your healing's between you and God. And I want you to evaluate your own heart and say, Lord, in your own way now. Lord, if there's something wrong, Lord, I don't know if I have peace like I'm supposed to. I see the world falling apart around me, and I don't know where I'm at. I don't know if I'm one of your children or if I'm a child of the devil, and I don't want to be a child of the devil. I want to be a child of God. I love you, Lord Jesus. And if you'll just open your heart to Him, I believe you'll come. He said, if any man will open the door, I will come into him, and I will sup with him. So I want to give you an opportunity to pray in your own way. I'll lead in prayer, but you can pray any way you want to. Don't leave this building with a need. I believe that Jesus Christ will fulfill your need if you'll ask Him in faith, believing that He'll do it. Let's just pray. Let's raise our hands and worship. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're such a tie post for us, Lord. That we're able to come to you and you take away all the doubt and fear. You take away all the hardships that we have. You're just such a good Savior, Father. I just pray again with this people. Lord, if there's anything in us that's not right with you, Father, forgive us. Lord, bring us back where we ought to be. Fill us anew with your Spirit. May we be able to walk as Christians when we get out of this place. We're not walking in the law of the flesh, but walking in the law of God. You might be able to move through our body and heal the sick. You might be able to move through our body and preach the gospel to other souls that are lost. Lord, that we might be able to show them that you're alive. Thank you for your presence tonight, Lord. Thank you for the peace sweeping over my soul, Lord. I thank you for being the same. Lord, just have your way. Lord, we've done all we know how to do. We commit it to you now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's just keep singing that together. You worship him as you please. I'm learning to lay. Oh, your presence, Lord. Jesus. Oh, I'm learning to lead. Yes, Lord. I'm learning just on you, Lord. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm finding more power than I've had. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Oh, let's sing that one more time. Give him all your heart now. Oh, yes, I'm learning with all your heart. Lean, I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I'm finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Let's go over to 202 right there on the same page. Thank you.
Make me more like.
Oh, is that your heart's desire tonight, Lord? Make me like you.
Jesus, make me more like thee.
Oh, yes, oh, Jesus. Give me a heart full of love.
And give me a heart that's filled with love. And make,
oh, we're trusting you, Lord. Make me like you.
Oh, like thee.
Just sing it again in faith. Grant it, Lord Jesus.
And make me more like thee. Jesus, make me more like thee.
Lord, we surrender. Lord, make us like you, Lord.
Oh, make me.
like thee. Oh, and give me a heart that's filled with love, and make me more like thee.
Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? He's worthy of. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for healing us and saving us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I believe the Lord just wants to deal with us a little while, so I just want to keep singing a little bit more, maybe than normal. Let's go to 113. It's not too late. Let's give the Lord some time to work with our hearts, to mold us where we ought to be, to change us. Just give Him some praise. He said He inhabit the praise of His people. So as you praise Him, know that God is here to inhabit that praise. 113.
And all I want to do is love Him. So glad I feel His love for me. Jesus paid the price of redemption.
Oh, You paid it, Lord.
On the cross of Calvary.
Every day.
So every day my heart will praise Him. I know I'll never be the same.
Never be the same, Lord.
All I want to do is love Him. Love is all.
Well, that's all you want to do. Let's give Him praise. Praise His name now.
Oh, and all I want to do is love Him. So glad I feel His love for me. Jesus paid the price of redemption on the cross of Calvary. So every day my heart will praise Him. I know I'll never be the same. And all I want to do is love Him. Love His holy.
Oh, I gotta sing it one more time. Just with all your heart. Yes, Lord.
And all I want to do is love Him. So glad I...
Oh, you feel His love tonight. Hold those arms of love.
And Jesus paid the price of redemption. Oh, on the cross of Calvary. Every day my heart will praise Him. I know I'll never be the same. And all I want to do is love Him. Love His holy name.
Let's go to 129 there, Dad.
To Jesus and tell of His love, and tell of His love. We'll give all the glory to Jesus.
Oh, Your word, Lord. God,
we'll give all the glory to Jesus and tell of His love.
Yes,
and tell of His love. We'll give all the glory
all to You, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus and tell of His
love. Thank you, Lord, for your love.
And tell of His love.
We'll
give all the glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love.
Oh, can we just worship Him? Hallelujah, Jesus, we praise You. Give You glory tonight, Lord. Thank You for all You've done for us. Oh, we thank You, we worship You, we praise You, Lord. You're so good for taking our place, for showing Your amazing love to us, Lord. Those worthy creatures, Lord, You showed Your love to us. Help us to tell Your love to others. You show them there's someone that loves them. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
And tell love is one.
I know it's been a different service. Sometimes God likes to change it up on you so you know that He does love you. I think tonight you just wanted to be a little bit more sincere, a little bit more down to the heart, you know, and say, Lord, I want to be right with You. You know, sometimes we have joyous services, we run the aisles, we feel good under the presence of God, and sometimes we just want to cry. Do you feel like crying right now in the presence of God? I just love Him. Dad, let's just sing something as we... You're already dismissed. You've all been real good. I appreciate your patience with, you know, especially that service. I mean, what do you think I felt as a minister? You go, never experienced that before, but there's a first for everything. So, go ahead. One what?
150.
150.
Jesus.
150 as we get ready to go.
To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only my Lord, to be like Him.
Sing that from your heart now, Lord. We want to be like You.
To be like Jesus.
Just yield yourself to the Spirit. Hallelujah, Lord.
To Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Like Jesus. On earth I long. Like Him all through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be.
Oh, one more time. Let's just give Him praise. Let's just love on the Lord a little bit now.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like Him all through life's journey.
Dismissed tonight. If you want to stay and pray, that's fine. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God.
On earth I long to
Yeah. I don't know why. And I was like,